In John 5, verses 28 and 29, Jesus makes the following statement. He says, "Do not marvel at this, for the hour is coming in which all who are in the graves will hear his voice and come forth. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation." He begins his statement by speaking to his disciples and says, "Do not marvel," or "do not be surprised at this." You see, previously in the verses that precede this particular passage, he talks about how the Father has given him authority, and the things that he does because the Father has given him such authority. And one piece of authority, one responsibility that God has given to Christ is that he is to judge the world. And so at the time of his second coming, when Christ comes again, he's going to judge all men, those who are alive at the time, but all who have died. They will resurrect. That's really a neat thought, because we typically think about death in a very final type fashion. We think of death when somebody's dead, that there's no seeing them again, there's no talking to them again. It's such a final process to life. But here's an instance at the second coming of Christ where Christ says that all those who are in the grave will rise. And as neat as it is to think about that particular thing, and as neat as it is to consider what Christ might be saying on this occasion, that really doesn't need to be the thrust of our study when we think about this particular passage. You see, the thrust of our study is that all who live will live eternally in one of two different destinations. Jesus says, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, but those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. We have life and we have condemnation. Those two destinies, if you will, when Christ places judgment upon all. And so, my friends, we see that it really becomes vitally important to consider how we live. Because how we live now chooses our own eternal destiny. If we live good, the resurrection of life. But if we live evil, the resurrection of death. One other thought that you might consider when we think about this passage is, it's either one or the other. I know that we typically like to think about good and bad in different levels of severity. We might say a person's good, but he's not really, really good. Or we say a person's bad, but he's not all bad. This passage teaches us it's one or the other. The line has been drawn, and the distinction has been made. Those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of condemnation. Which side will you be on in the day of judgment?